On the 27th of November, 1527, Lord Cardinal Wolsey, Archbishop Warham, the Bishop of Ely, the Bishop of London, and many other divines gathered at the Chapter House in Westminster. Wolsey asked Bilney about the oath which he had taken at the last meeting. Had Bilney kept the oath? Bilney replied that he had not considered it to be binding. That afternoon, witnesses for the prosecution were led in, but Lord Cardinal Wolsey did not stay to hear them. "The affairs of the realm call me away. All such as are found guilty, you will compel them to abjure, and those who rebel, you will deliver over to the secular power." Cardinal Wolsey left the Bishop of London, a man by the name of Cuthbert Tunstall, in overall charge of the conduct of the trial. The Bishop of London immediately called for a 5-day recess. Tunstall and Bilney were well acquainted, so Bilney spent these next 5 days writing 5 long letters to his friend. In these he poured out his heart, his spiritual experiences, his confession of faith, his vindication of the truth. Aching to reach his friend with the sincerity of his position and the reality of salvation in Jesus Christ. When the trial reconvened, Thomas Arthur was called first. On the 2nd of December, Thomas Bilney finally returned to hear the evidence against him. The witnesses were 2 laymen, 2 Franciscan divines, and the chief provincial of friars in England. But no sooner were the witnesses sworn in than it was all change again. Bilney was led away, and Thomas Arthur was brought back to be charged with 8 articles of heresy. He denied 3 and confessed to the other 5. These were the 8 charges. 1. That he exhorted the people in his prayers to pray specially for those that are now in prison. This he denied. 2. That he said, "Though men are restrained from preaching nowadays, yet I may preach, first by the authority of my Lord Cardinal, for I have his license, secondly by the authority of the university, thirdly by the Pope, fourthly by the authority of God, where he saith, Go preach the gospel to every creature, by which authority every man may preach, and there is neither bishop nor ordinary, nor yet the Pope that may make any law to prevent any man preaching the gospel." This he confessed. He said that when there were but a few holy and devout laws in the church, their men were afraid to offend them. Afterwards they made many laws for their advantage, and such as were pecuniary, those they observed, and such as are not pecuniary, those they regard not. And so nowadays there are so many laws that whether a man do ill or well, he shall be taken in the law. This he confessed. 4. He said, "Good people, if I should suffer persecution for the preaching of the gospel of God, yet there are 7,000 more that would preach the gospel of God as I do now. Therefore, good people, think not that if these tyrants and persecutors put a man to death, the preaching of the gospel is therefore to be forsaken." This he confessed, except that he made no mention of tyrants. 5. That every man, yea, every layman is a priest. This he confessed, declaring in his sermon that every Christian man is a priest, offering up the sacrifice of prayer. The men should not pray to saints in heaven, but only to God, and they should use no other mediator but Christ Jesus, our only Redeemer. This he denied. 7. He preached that they should not worship images of saints, which were nothing but stocks and stones. This he also denied. 8. He preached upon Whitsunday last, within the University of Cambridge, that a Bachelor of Divinity admitted of the university, or any other person having or knowing the gospel of God, should go forth and preach in every place. And if any bishop did curse him for so doing, their curses would turn to the condemnation of themselves. This he confessed. Thomas Arthur was forced to abjure and sent away to wait for judgment. On the 3rd of December, Bilney was once again brought to trial. His 5 letters to Bishop Tunstall had been received, read and presented to the other bishops, but they changed nothing with regards to the proceedings.